Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Boulder Nutrition Radio. And here we are on HealthyLife.net. And so excited to be with you all today. So I wanted to start by just introducing myself, and then we can get going with some really great content today for all of you. So my name is Sue Van Rays. I'm your host. I'm the founder of Boulder Nutrition in Boulder, Colorado, and I am a functional nutritionist, food psychology specialist, and integrative health practitioner, and I love to work in so many different realms in the world of health and wellness. I lead women's retreats both locally and internationally, and I have a whole really beautiful library of online courses and programs that you can check out if you're interested. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about the love affair that we can have with food and how we can really use our senses so that we can find the most incredible experience in our lives around our eating through savoring. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the ability to invoke sensation and inspiration and creativity in our relationship with food. So what's happening is that our senses are collecting information from the outside world, and that information is possibly an ability to invoke a feeling in our bodies, which can create so much sensation and so much pleasure for us in how we show up with our eating. So what I like to call this is the sacred language of our body, our senses. And here in today's episode, I am going to show you how you can make the ultimate shift from feeling like you're struggling with food or you're feeling depleted around your relationship to food because it's overwhelming, it's depleting, and maybe even it's stealing your joy, this burden that so many of us have categorized as our relationship to food. We are going to shift the way that you see things so that you can shift the way that you do things. And with that, the entire experience around our eating can change. So this is exciting. This might invoke some curiosity for you. And by the end of our time together, I can guarantee that you are also going to feel relieved. So just take a moment and check in with yourself and just notice where you fall on the spectrum around your relationship to food. Maybe think of a word or even a visual representation of where you're starting from here. And with the idea of invoking the senses, we are going to learn how to shift your experience around your eating so that you can free yourself up to have more pleasure, more joy, and a healthier experience around food and life. So as we start to decode the language of our bodies through the senses, you're going to start to notice where you have personal power. And this personal power is the ability to shift your experience from the inside out through your five senses. So before we start, I want you to just imagine the word savor. And I want you to think of the word savor. I want you to feel the word savor in your body. And I want you to imagine slowing down to give yourself permission to really invoke this feeling of savoring whatever it is you're experiencing around your eating. Take a moment to become present, and letting this moment also take you on an experience through the senses. As you do this, you'll become more and more present. You will also heighten one of our favorite hormones, which is oxytocin, the pleasure hormone, the connection hormone, and this will give you an ability to really relax your whole system as well as to feel good in your body. And you'll be invoking a sense of awe and wonder along the way through flavors, through scents, through textures, maybe even through melodies or sound, or through simply the beauty of natural food in its glory. So just take a moment and consider what the word savor means to you. Maybe it's falling in love with your life. Maybe it's falling in love with food. Maybe it's falling in love with taking care of yourself. And any or all of these can really invoke an opportunity for more spaciousness, for a deeper connection with self, and for a more sacred version of self-care as you turn this towards your relationship to food or even towards your relationship to life. Here you can start to slow down and use this opportunity of feeling good to really take in life through the five senses. You can fall in love with the various details of both what you have going on for your palate and how you are designing a life of joy and pleasure. You can enchant yourself through your senses, and you can start to really shift how you are doing life. How we do anything is how we do everything. So as you start to shift, you will notice that not only are you working with your senses and experiencing more joy and pleasure and connection in your eating, but it will diffuse into all areas of your life. We'll start to notice more connection. We'll start to notice more intimacy. We'll start to pay attention to ambiance. We'll start to work with deeper layers of self-healing. We'll create more beauty in our lives. Will explore the depth and the intricacy of flavor. Will slow down and find the yumminess in a sip of our favorite beverage or a bite of our favorite food or even a beautiful walk in the woods. Slowing down and choosing to savor shifts our energy. So just for a moment, imagine with me. Imagine slowing down and savoring the beauty of nature. Maybe the sunrise or the sunset or your favorite walk in nature. Imagine with me slowing down and savoring the flavors of the season wherever you are in the world. Here in Colorado, we're having a beautiful, bountiful, abundant harvest, and I'm exploring so much in my kitchen with beautiful pots of soup and fresh local produce and giving myself some really fun, spacious time to just get creative with the foods of the season. See if you can slow down in your life and savor the love that you have in the relationships in your family or in your friendships, in all the places that you can cherish depth of connection. Slow down and savor the big things. Slow down and savor the small things. Slow down and notice what is going well, even if it's just the tiniest little reminder that your eyes fall on or that your body remembers. Slow down and savor the simple pleasures. Slow down and savor the moments of awe and wonder and inspiration. And slow down and savor laughter. Maybe even slowing down and whispering to your own inner knowing and listening to the voice of your soul. In this slowing down, in this ability to tune into our own sacred language of our bodies, we tap into the most powerful place of healing. So we start to come to our senses as a primary opportunity to come home to ourselves. And this is truly how we begin to feel more embodied and to celebrate the textures and expressions of life and to really witness the bridge that connects our outer world to our inner world, right? The senses are that bridge, and they're our body's vehicle for pleasure. You have them available to you all the time. All you need to do is tune in. All you need to do is pause and come to the senses as a remembering of presence, as an opportunity to check in and witness what's arising in your own personal experience. And so, as you do that, as you start to really use the senses as a gateway to a healthier relationship with food, to an ability to explore and experience more pleasure in all areas of your life, I promise you that this practice will be tried and true for you, just as it has been for me. So, in this way, we can really start to find our way through into a depth of mind-body connection. And it is powerful and potent, and it gives us the ability to cause motivation in our lives, to cause inspiration in our lives, and to cause the experience of creative energy flowing through our body. We look to the senses, and we look to the experience that they can cause. So stay with me for a couple moments while I dive into this for you a little bit more. With your senses, you can cause an emotion in your body that wasn't there before. The smell of a scent that reminds you of your grandmother. The ability to take in the beauty of nature and notice what that does to your brain chemistry and what that does to your creativity. The ability to notice that there's a motivation that comes because of this action of presencing ourselves through the senses. So we can pick one. We can pick an action that will activate our senses and that will help us to find more creativity, more inspiration, more pleasure, and more joy with the various aspects of both eating and living. So you might just simply turn on your favorite playlist, or you might cook a beautiful pot of soup that has been passed down to you through your family recipes and be reminded of the love you have in your family. Or you might take time to simply set the table with seasonal decor and a bouquet of flowers and notice that the experience and the ritual around your meal starts to shift into something so much more sacred and so much more beautiful. These embodiment practices and these senses will help us to recognize and understand a deeper experience with what is most important to us and what we can do to really heighten our experience of all the different aspects of our life. Because this is really an access point to our personal power. It's almost like magic. When we learn to access this power inside of us, and we can cause inspiration and creativity through the senses, we have literally hacked the system and found a way to shift our energy with anything we are doing, even folding the laundry. Even doing some menial task can become a completely sensory type experience through being embodied, through activating for joy and pleasure through the senses. This also helps us to have a full experience of pleasure from start to finish, from the beginning of creating whatever type of food we want to cook. We might spend some time in our senses imagining what that will be like and what that will taste like and what that will feel like as it nourishes our body. Then in the experience of eating the food, we can really, in present moment, invoke all of our senses. And then as we feel satiated and nourished from the inside out, we can look back at the experience and feel so satisfied. We can feel so taken care of. We can feel so basically like we are our own governor of joy and pleasure and nourishment in our body. And we can really start to feel this sovereign ability to tend to ourselves through all these different aspects of our life by really just turning up the volume on our senses. And these senses, they're available to you 24/7. They are available to you at a red light, to you when you watch your child's basketball game. They are available to you when you're in the middle of a work meeting. You can simply bring in a scent, you can bring in a texture, you can bring in a creative inspiration through your senses so that you can begin this process. We are going to come right back after a short break. We are going to talk all about your senses and how to nourish them in a way that is so delicious, sense by sense, and I am so excited to be right back with you here on Boulder Nutrition Radio on HealthyLife.net. And thank you so much to our incredible producer, Jay, for taking such good care of us today. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Ray's wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali.
Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's Retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio, and I'm really excited to share with you that we have a special guest today, Emily Francis, who's joining us for to continue on this conversation about ways that we can make things in our life and in our relationship to food even more pleasurable. Emily is the author of the book, The Taste of Joy, and which is really about showing us the importance of living simply, mindfully, and naturally while nourishing our bodies and souls. Emily Francis is a highly sought-after author, radio host, columnist, and wellness expert with a vast education and tons of experience, and her commitment to total body, mind, and spirit wellness is her driving force. She's the author of 5 incredible self-help books and the host of the radio show All About Healing. And she's originally from Georgia, but now living in Malta, which is something so fun that we're going to talk about today, all about her Mediterranean life and the Mediterranean lifestyle. Emily, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us in this really fun conversation about how we can add more pleasure and joy through the senses to our eating.
Sue, I love you so much. My apologies, everyone, for being late. I am in Malta, and if you've seen, like, Italian driving and driving maybe in India, put those together, and that's Malta, and that's what made me happen to be late. But I'm grateful to be here, and I love you. I think you're just amazing and fabulous, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so great. I love that we can support each other on our different radio shows, and we are radio show friends, and that we can really come together because I've been so excited to hear more about your story and more about your incredible work and this really beautiful journey that you've been on and now sharing with the world with your lifestyle and book and all that you are up to in Malta. And I also want to say Malta is like at the top of our list for our next trip. So hopefully that will happen in the next year or so. So let's dive in. Tell us a little bit more, Emily. I'd love to hear about your story and how you ended up in Malta to begin with.
Well, the truth is, I started pushing. I really wanted to live in a GMO-free country. And that sounds little, but it isn't, because my daughter is mild on the autism spectrum, and we had to follow an incredibly strict diet. And all of a sudden, when you go gluten-free, when you're not celiac, your life changes exponentially. So she never could go to a party anymore. She couldn't be around friends without me bringing all of her own food. And it was ridiculous. And one day I read a blog post from a woman who had a child on the spectrum, and they were gluten-free. We didn't need to be casein-free. I had her stool sample tested. But we were gluten-free, and I read a blog from this mom who they went to France, and the kids accidentally picked up bread. And the mom flipped out. Oh, my God, we have to start over. It takes 6 months to get it out of the body, and our kids are going to be nuts. And to their surprise, they had no regression, no change. So then they said, okay, we're going to try it again. We're going to let them have pasta. No change. The whole time they were in France, no difference in their behavior with changing the food. And after I read that, I became relentless to my husband. I want to move. I don't care which country. There's 61, 65 countries around the world that are GMO-free. That's, I don't care where. And he kind of like, he thought it was kind of being crazy, but I was totally serious. And then when COVID came and he no longer had to work in the office, I really started pushing. Like, now we can be anywhere. So let's pick any place that follows this description. Lo and behold, at the same time, his boss and his wife were on a cruise, and they got sent over to Malta because of the diversion during COVID. And she got out of the bus, and she looked around at Malta, and she goes, yeah, I could live here. And he called the prime minister, brokered a deal, and our companies were moved to Malta to make our home there. And so the first thing I Googled was, is Malta GMO free? And it turns out they were the first country of the entire EU to ban GMOs and not allow them in. So that was the beginning of why. And the rest is that I'd never been to Malta, and I had no idea that it's literally paradise. So I moved into a dream life, and I started really, and I had a different world because I no longer had a work visa. So I couldn't go into practice as a clinical massage therapist and body work and lymphatic drainage. So it was like I could do nothing, or I could chase my dreams and start something new. And that's how I began writing for the tourism magazine, and I interview local farmers and fishermen about the local and seasonal ingredients grown on these islands, and what I've learned is to become the book, The Taste of Joy.
I love that. And I love that you took such a big, bold move, because I know that that takes a lot to move your whole family to another country. And yes. I really hear you with the food allergies, because I've talked to so many people who've had a similar experience, especially with gluten, in, you know, these European countries where the ingredients are so pure. And this is such a walking testimonial to the fact that we really need to make some changes here, and that your Mediterranean lifestyle can be such like a North Star for us as we are learning here what we can do to really improve some of the ways that we're eating in the U.S. and in other places around the world. So thank you so much for really kind of being an advocate for making change and for spreading that message. And I'm assuming, based on what you've said, that you've noticed a lot of things have improved with your daughter's health issues.
Oh, yeah. They actually removed her diagnosis, not because of just the food. We did a lot of that. And that happened before we moved. That happened in the United States. She had so much developmental improvement from craniosacral therapy, NAET, which is Nanfrujipad's allergy elimination technique, and eating clean, but we no longer had to be gluten-free, even in America, because of NAET. But coming over here, I have to tell you, I just posted this video on TikTok last week on Halloween. We were at the grocery store, and they had those orange Oreo filling Halloween, you know, for Halloween. And my kids were like, oh, can we get them? Can we get them? And I said, no way. That's like a bunch of dyes and junk. No way. And my husband goes, wait a minute. Let's read the ingredients. Let's read the label and see if there's dye in there. You know what the coloring was? Radish powder and turmeric. I was like, yep, we're buying it. Not because I want my kids to eat Oreos, but because that's the difference of the EU. In fact, here's a little one. Tic Tacs, the candies. I love orange Tic Tacs. Here in the EU, they have an orange box and white Tic Tacs. And in America, they had a clear box and orange Tic Tacs, and now you have the dye.
So wild. There's so much that we can really learn from that. And also, I think that when we think about natural food ingredients, I really find that there's this excuse that we can't use them in mass production, right? That this is the food industry's excuse. And when we hear stories like this about Oreos, it really gives us hope that we can make something better happen for our food industry on a bigger scale.
It's true, but, you know, the health industry in the United States is a for-profit business. So, like, here, our insurance is covered. Now, I'm late because I had my first exam with my gynecologist, because there's a woman on the island I've been dying to get in with, and I got in. And I really, really needed a conversation on hormone balancing and having that. But you know how much I paid? How much I paid all the way through. So insurance isn't going to come back and kick a number. I paid $35 in cash for the pap smear, and I took it up to the lab myself, and then I had to pay like $115 for the visit and an ultrasound to make sure everything was good down there. And that's my yearly exam. That's how much it costs.
Amazing.
So, I mean, you know, Sorry. The thing that makes me mad is that, like, the companies that are in Europe and America have the recipe for the health standards. They already have it. Johnson & Johnson exists in both worlds, but their ingredient lists are completely different. That part makes me really angry.
I get it. I mean, we're going through a lot here as well with, like, some of the ingredients that have been uncovered in, you know, some of the major food companies, and it's really disheartening. And I think that there's a lot of possibility for change when we start to really, like, reveal that to the world, and that really becomes transparent. So I cannot wait to talk to you further. We are going to take a short break. I really can't wait to hear more about some of the Mediterranean lifestyle tenets that you can really share with us, and things that we can bring into our own lives wherever we are in the world. But stay tuned. This is Boulder Nutrition Radio. We're here with Emily Francis. I'm Sue Van Rays, your host, and we are going to be right back in just a moment on HealthyLife.net.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage, and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rays' new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rays is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and freedom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Rays wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session, or take one of her transforming classes, or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm your host, Sue Van Rays, and in just a moment, we're going to keep on chatting with the amazing Emily Francis. But for now, I want to give you a little recap of where we've been. So before Emily joined us, I was sharing with you all about how we can use our senses to invoke more presence, more pleasure, and more mind-body connection in our eating and in our lives, and how that has really been a turning point for me and for so many of my clients and so many of the folks that I work with, because our senses have the ability to really create sensation and to create an experience. Emily has a really incredible offering around this as well in her awesome book, The Taste of Joy, where she really does speak to this through the lens of the Mediterranean lifestyle. And
through the lens of celebrating everything, deep connection with community, pleasure, the senses, and all of our ways of creating a love affair with food. Welcome back, Emily. Glad you're here.
So I'm glad to be here.
Yay. So I have so many things I want to talk to you about because we have obviously had very huge overlaps in our work, and we've had so many wonderful conversations over the past few months in general. But let's just start here. Your book has an entire chapter dedicated to starting a love affair with food. And I know this comes from some of the different ways that your Mediterranean lifestyle has really inspired the food culture in your life and some of the recipes you share in your book. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you mean by starting a love affair with food.
Well, for one, I have never been introduced to as many spices. They don't do heat here in Malta. So that's one thing. So I don't like hot, spicy food. It hurts me. And so I've never been able to get into really spiced dishes because it always comes with heat. And here in Malta especially, they don't do hot. And so I've learned to discover these spice blends like za'atar and ras hanout and sumac, these Turkish and Middle Eastern and European and Italian and Maltese itself is oregano, basil, and thyme. They always do them together as a trifecta. And it's like, I've used spices, but I never really understood the value of the fresh herbs and the spices. And now I feel like I've woken up. Like, food to me is such a joy and a pleasure. And I have olive trees in my yard. So I get olive oil once a year that we harvest ourselves. So I know it's pure, absolutely pure, no sprays, nothing, because it's homegrown. How amazing is that?
It's amazing. And, you know, just to kind of, like, circle back to where we started and what I was talking about before you came on is that this idea of invoking the senses to create more joy and pleasure in our eating is so, like, palpable. It's so there for us whenever we want to tap in. And I believe, I would imagine, maybe you can speak to this, that really working with the spices in your region and how that really does, I'm sure, work on the senses. So can you tell me a little bit more about sort of what you notice in your pleasure senses when you are really working with these very local spices?
Well, you know, I'm not just working with local spices. I'm working with locally grown harvest. They, here in Malta, they eat seasonally and locally. And if it's not locally, it's imported from Italy or Greece or Spain. It's all very close. But most of the restaurants here, they eat whatever was picked that morning. So, like, my favorite local restaurant, I sat in there one morning. I got there early, and I saw the butcher come in. I saw the farmer come in with the fresh herbs. I saw another farmer come in with all the day's produce. This, and not only that, but Malta does a lot. They have 60 feasts, national feasts, in light of the saints and the festas. And with every feast is a different dish, either a dessert or a main dish, that goes along with what's in season. So what I feel like they do that I've never experienced before is that the Mediterranean, they work with the flows and the stages of the earth and with your body. So everything sort of tunes in together and becomes this fluid, energetic flow. And they don't diet. They don't, like, measure things or say, no, not enough. They pour the olive oil on. They use the full-fat Greek yogurt. But when you compare the ingredients of that full-fat Greek yogurt to what you're getting other places, it's night and day. And so they're eating whole foods. And they're eating them when they're ripe. Like this, a banana from Hawaii or someplace, Ecuador, it takes weeks for it to finally get ripe when it gets to your store. But they picked it when it was raw, when it was super green. And that's not the way they do things here. So imagine eating the majority of your food, especially your fresh produce, that was picked within 48 hours of when it's served to you.
How amazing. I know that from traveling and going to places where you can get tropical fruit. Like, I love the fruit when I travel to Bali and I'm able to eat a fresh dragon fruit, and it's just a beautiful hot pink, and it just feels so perfect because you know that it's grown in season there to full ripeness. And I think that just to underscore that as we're eating seasonally in our lives, wherever we are, to the best of our ability, we are going to notice so much more depth of flavor, so much more of the healing properties around the food, tuning right into what our bodies need in that particular season. And that's amazing.
Can I be honest, though? Traditional
medicine sometimes for that, and just that what's coming into season is exactly what we need for our bodies to be at their best. And that's such a gift. So I love that you're able to do that so well in Malta.
It's true, but I have to be honest, and I'm going to really say this, and people are going to be surprised, but it took months and months for me to reestablish my palate because I was so used to everything being extra in America. Everything has extra spices, extra colors, extra taste, really, in a different way. It's synthetic, but it's what you're used to. And so when I first got here, for several months, everything tasted slightly lackluster to me because it didn't pop in my mouth the way it does now because I was so used to everything being punched up. And so now I taste these foods and I really appreciate their flavors and their offerings and sort of the sacredness that comes from this bearing fruit, and then you pull it from the tree. And you, my house, outside my door, I have a pomegranate tree, a carob tree, prickly pears, 2 lemon trees, 4 orange trees, 2 tangerine trees, 4 olive trees. And then I have a giant rosemary bush, and I have marjoram, and I have basil, and I have mint. That stuff, I mean, you can't really, I know that people can grow that in the States, but I never could. I never was successful growing hydroponic or indoors or, you know, different ways. And now I have this where I walk outside. Right now, the oranges are just starting to turn orange. They're really a Christmas fruit over here. They're November, December time. And they're just starting to turn. And walk outside and pick right off your tree. But before, I needed something with it. Like, it just, things felt plain when I first got here until I started discovering Mediterranean dishes and spice blends and things like that. The plain fruits were like, oh, really, that's it? Because I wasn't used to that anymore, or ever.
Yeah. It's so amazing when we can really, like, find our way, and I know that you have probably lots of great tips for us here on all over the world, for those of us who can't live in the Mediterranean like you do, but maybe can learn about that from you and some ways that we can sort of create that in our own lives on a different level. But we're going to take a short break. And we're going to come back and hear more from Emily Francis on Boulder Nutrition Radio. And stay with us. And I can't wait for this next conversation because I really want to offer you some amazing tips straight from Malta that you can implement into your own life. We'll be right back.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's Retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Food is not just about food. If you need to remedy emotional eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. Thanks for staying with us. And we are going to continue on with Emily Francis, all about living the Mediterranean life and some of the amazing tips that she's going to share with us from her book, The Taste of Joy, which is all about living simply, mindfully, and naturally while nourishing both our bodies and our souls. Emily, I love hearing about your lifestyle in Malta, and it is so beautiful that you found such an incredible way to, you know, stay close to nature and in sync with the seasons and to really bring more pleasure to your eating and your life. And so one thing I'm sure people are wondering is, like, what can I do? I don't live in Malta, but I want to emulate some of these things in my own life, and I would love to hear a little bit about what that could be. You want to pull that from your amazing book. That would be also great. Yeah.
Well, First of all, Sue, congratulations. This is your first live show, and I'm so honored to be your guest, and I'm, again, apologize for the beginning, but I'm so grateful, and I'm proud of you, because you're amazing, and Sue was a guest on my show several times, and I just, your knowledge blows me away. So congratulations and kudos. Now, where you live, every place in the world, every place has magical ingredients growing near you. So my suggestion for one is find your local farmers and farmers markets. You can still eat according to season. You're just going to have to get more in tune with what's in season in your area. And I didn't pay attention to that before, but I would. If I had to be back there, I would immediately look for co-ops, farmers markets, things like that. I would read a little bit and expand and try some fresh herbs and spices, but also the thing that I love about the Mediterranean, whether it's food or life, they slow it down. It doesn't sound like it from me right now, but everything is a little bit more methodical, It's a little bit more open to interpretation. They slow a little bit more. They really give themselves permission to rest in a way that I don't feel like we do. It's a lot of, if the sun's out, a lot of people skip out. They go sit outside, and it's the weather. But if you're, I lived in the north. I lived in the snow, and when I had a break, we skipped out and went to the snow. You ski or do whatever is your weather. So, you know, yes, the Mediterranean's amazing, but so is Colorado, and so is any place in the world. And so what I encourage is give yourself more grace, slow it down when you can, and then eat some food and make it a celebration. So if there's meals that you love, Have them and enjoy it instead of powering through or feeling guilty because you ate something that was a little too decadent. Like, play with what you've got in front of you and create for yourself the magic that any place can hold.
It's such a good reminder because it's really, I think we often can get stuck in sort of a lackluster experience with our eating
when we're just sort of used to what where we live and what's around us. But, like, for me, for example, I recently was at the farmer's market, and I bought this really actually pretty incredible delicata squash that was, like, two delicata squash, like a Siamese twin delicata squash. And it was actually kind of an anomaly. But, you know, I haven't really cooked a delicata squash for almost a year. And so it's exciting when these new foods come into season. And when we can wander around local markets, farmers markets or farm stands or what have you, to kind of get inspired and really invoke the senses to then create a delicious meal. And so I just want to underscore what you're saying. Like, wherever you live, there's somewhere that you can go to get something that feels local and seasonal and inspiring. And you can work with learning how to cook that food, just like if you were getting a farm share, which I've done many times, where, you know, you get your box, you don't know what's going to be in the box, and sometimes you end up with foods like a kohlrabi, where you're like, what do I do with kohlrabi? And then you look it up and you find stuff on recipes or salads and you, like, start to get more experimental and creative. And I think that that can make our whole experience around our eating kind of an adventure. And I love that you've really been able to find a way around that in, you know, the Mediterranean lifestyle. I also want to underscore what you said about rest. And, you know, we hear about that a lot with sort of the European tradition of siestas and of really savoring meals and having two-hour dinners and things like that. Can you speak more about that at all to kind of inspire us?
That's been a huge game changer for us. We really do a lot of gathering for meals, and we're there for hours. And when we first moved here, it was very hard to get to think, like, this meal is between 2 and 4 hours long. Why are we here so long? But now, like, we're like, yeah, it's between 2 and 4 hours. It's a great time to get together. I've also had I've always been near my family. And here in Malta, I have my immediate family, but I've had to meet a lot of friends that became family. So I've had to rely on people, and then we get together, and it's always over food. It's always over a shared meal. And we go really slow with it. And one of the things I love, and this is the way my book is laid out. So my book is laid out with an aperitif, an appetizer, the main menu, a dessert, and a digestive. Those are the sections in the book that way, because that is the functional way of the body. And so, but I never did that before. You know, I was always so concerned with, like, if I got an appetizer, then I definitely wasn't going to get dessert, or, you know, this kind of thing. But when you're sitting for 4 hours and you're finishing with a coffee, it helps the digestion move through. They do espresso. I'm still not there. I don't have espresso. I've never had coffee in my life until I was actually doing the research for my book and then decided I would go ahead and try coffee. And I started with mocha, and I'm still just on mocha. But it moves the food through your body. And then the other big thing, not just that you're socializing and having a great time with the meal, but people get up and walk after their meal. It's a social time. So a lot of time, if you're eating out, we won't have dessert at the same place. We'll walk a little bit and then maybe go sit and have our coffee and dessert. So there's things that I just had never even, I never knew existed that now, I mean, in America, it's very easy to do. I just didn't know. I didn't know that that was like the game plan and that your body really kind of responds in kind to taking it slower, taking your time with the food and going ahead. Yeah, have that dessert maybe and then have the coffee with it so that it doesn't feel so gross and then walk a little more. That's, you know, they're not putting you on a diet, but their lifestyle and their food pyramid at school is completely different than the food pyramid I grew up on. Completely different. So, and they're very strict about what the kids are allowed to bring to school, and they also have gardens and things. But these are things that can happen everywhere. It's just a matter of waking up to it a little bit and, hey, get my book and learn the beginnings, because I take you through the things that I've learned.
It's amazing. I mean, I just kind of want to kind of pull out a couple of these nuggets. So eating locally and seasonally is something that is huge, right? Attuning with nature. And then what you said about spices really landed for me, because spices can really invoke the senses and really invoke a feeling and the flavor and the bring us back to more pleasure. Then you mentioned rest and how important that is, and basically slowing down and really savoring our meals and giving ourselves permission to sit longer and to really bring in the community and the celebration at mealtime. All of these are things that we can do in different ways in our lives, no matter where we are. So make sure you check out The Taste of Joy, Emily's book, Emily by Emily Francis, and she has four other books that are also incredible, so you can find all of those, I'm sure, on Amazon. And Emily, where is the best place for people to learn more about you?
Emily, A like apple, Emily A Francis books.com. Or you could just Google Emily A Francis and I'm everywhere. Find
That's
me.
Amazing.
Send me a message. Tell me, ask me questions. I'm really good about responding.
I love it, and I love that you were able to be here today and share some of this Mediterranean wisdom with us and help us to remember that food can be joyful and pleasurable and that we can create a love affair with our eating. I love that, and I love being with you. Thank you so much for joining Boulder Nutrition Radio today on HealthyLife.net. Thank you, Jay, for holding the space for us, and I will be back next month with another episode, so take good care. Until then, thanks so much, Emily. Thank you.